أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال رب إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا فلم يزدهم دعائي إلا فرارا وإني كلما دعوتهم لتغفر لهم جعلوا أصابعهم في آذانهم واستغشوا ثيابهم وأصروا واستكبروا استكبارا ثم إني دعوتهم جهارا ثم إني أعلنت لهم وأسررت لهم إسرارا فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with the discussion of Hazrat Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام, that Allah تبارك وتعالى had sent him to his people and he left no stone unturned in inviting his people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here is a very brief description that Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam gives about the kind of da'wat, the persistence, the methodology of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam to his people. And this serves as a lesson for each one of us, that in so far as da'wat is concerned, insofar as inviting people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned, insofar as linking people up to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is a continuous effort, something that should never stop. Outwardly, there may seem to be resistance, but inwardly, what happens to the hearts of people, that is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And here Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam addresses Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now he explains to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala the kind of mission and the kind of da'wat that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam had given. And this also serves as a lesson for us that there should never be any frustration, but we should continue inviting people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates the words of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. قال ربي إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam said, in supplicating to Allah, in communicating and speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my Rabb, إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا. Certainly I invited my people night and day. In other words, it was a continuous effort. There wasn't a time when I lapsed in the da'wat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. O Allah, day and night I invited towards you. فَلَمْ يَزِدُهُمْ دُعَاءِ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. But what had happened to the people, one would have thought such a persistent, constant effort that a person makes, it would have made a difference to the people positively. But Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam says that my inviting to the people did not increase them, but their flight, they run away from me. And in other words, they turned away from me. And the more I invited them, the more they turned away from me. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعُوتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. One important aspect that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam points out over here, that whenever I would invite them, what was the reason of the invitation? لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. So that, O Allah, you could forgive them. They bring iman in you, so that you could forgive them. And this is a very, very important aspect, that when we are giving da'wat towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that we should link the hearts towards Allah. And then we leave everything else to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever thereafter the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be, that will be the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْ ثِيَابَهُمْ. Two things that they physically had done, that they had placed their fingers in their ears. In other words, they plugged their fingers into their ears because they did not want to hear the haqq. They did not want the words of the truth to enter the ears so that it will impact on their hearts. وَاسْتَغْشَوْ ثِيَابَهُمْ. And together with that, they wrapped themselves in their clothing. And in this way, they made sure that not a single word of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam would enter the ears, so that it would not positively impact on their hearts. Wa asarru, and in this they persisted, in other words, in turning away from my da'wat, in physically turning away from my da'wat, in spiritually turning away from my da'wat. Wastakbaru istikbara, and they arrogantly showed their pride. In other words, it was haughtiness upon haughtiness, but yet they would not accept. So here Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show the kind of insolence that his people had had. Thumma inni da'autuhum jihara. But Allah, I did not stop over there. I continued. I invited my people jihara. I called them publicly. In other words, I brought them into groups, or rather when I saw them in groups, I would invite them and speak to them publicly. Thumma inni a'lantu lahum. And then, Ya Allah, even then I made a'lan to them. In other words, I invited them openly. Wa asrartu lahum israra. And oh Allah, I spoke to them secretly also. That one on one, I would speak to a person, I would see groups, I would speak to a person, but I continued and I persisted and I went on and I went on. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. One simple message that I gave them, O Allah, I said to them, make istighfar to your Rabb. Seek forgiveness from your Rabb. And if you do so, then إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghaffar. One is ghafoor, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a forgiver. One is ghaffar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever forgiving. Allah is ever willing to forgive. That, oh my people, all you need to do is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now such is the dialogue that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam has with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And such is the message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives each one of us also, that hidayat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is not in our hands. We will go on, we will go on, and we will go on inviting close family members, other family members, friends, neighbors, communities, the global world. We will continue inviting, and then we leave everything in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.